Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in a former Raider, current analyst with them. Lincoln Kennedy joins us on the show. Lincoln, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
I just said, we're in Cleveland, all big Browns fans here on the show. And, well, Owen's a Chiefs fan, the guy who just talked to you, but that's for another day. All big Browns fans here on the show, and there's just something about the Raiders that is always kind of cool. Something that's always just the mystique is there. Do you find that when you talk to a lot of different fan bases when you do these things, except maybe in the AFC West?
Certainly. You know, the fact is that everybody looks good in black, so that's the start. But it does have to do with the mystique, the aura, and the presence of the Raiders. And look, like, you know, they're across the board in different sports. When certain teams are doing well, it's good for the sport. I think the Raiders are in that class. When they're doing well, it's good for the NFL.
Well, we were obviously talking about just mystique to the Raiders, mm-hmm. but for young people, they just don't know winning Raiders football all that much.
Right.
And obviously
right.
they get a celebrity coach, so people all know John Gruden from doing the quarterback stuff to doing the Monday Night Football games. But what do you think he's been able to build here, if anything, so far?
Well, he's helped the transition from Oakland to Vegas to bring the fanfare, to bring a lot of the Raider Nation pageantry, because there were a lot of people who were initially upset about that move. But he's helped to make that transition. And since then, because they've been steadily, progressively getting better, or looking better at least, then it's also brought the fun and the love back for the Raiders that you were talking about.
How weird is it to have a stadium of your own? Because the franchise really has been nomadic since I've been born, since before I've been born.
Well, I tell you what, you just said it. How weird is it to say that you have a stadium of your own? We were the only team, the Raiders were the only team that were sharing a stadium with the baseball team. And look, in my time of being there, the Atlanta Falcons had got 2 stadiums. Now, you talk about as far as mystique and prestige for franchise, the Raiders have done more for NFL history than the Falcons. So why is it something like that happens? I don't know. But it feels great because Allegiant Stadium is gorgeous. When this world resumes or whatever, we try to get back to normal and they open it up, the fans are going to love it. But the great thing that I feel as a former Raider is that it feels like a home, and it's our home. It's silver and black everywhere. There's pictures of legends everywhere. It's all Raider football, and that's the way it should be.
Derek Carr has been sensational so far this season. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, what has happened? I mean, because there was a time he starts off so well, and then people are getting ready to throw him on the trash heap. Now, I mean, this guy is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league right now.
He's playing well for a number of reasons. One, it's an additional year in the offense with John Gruden, which bodes well for him. And two, he's got some weapons, and he's got a decent running game. Look, when you talk about Derek Carr's career, and you talk about the number of changes that he had with coaches over the years, the fact that he's playing better now can only be attributed to one. He's always had the ability. I've always thought of him as a quarterback that can make every throw on the field. I've been critical of his decision making, but John Gruden has found a way to sort of to bring that in and hone that in. Derek now trusts the system that Gruden puts in front of him, and he's got some weapons to utilize it, and that really makes a world of a difference for him.
He's a couple-time All-Pro. It's Lincoln Kennedy joining us on the show. How's the relationship with John Gruden and Derek Carr evolved? Because me as an outsider and talking about him on the weekends and things, it always seemed like John Gruden, it felt like John Gruden was almost like a bad husband where he was just looking at everybody else instead of his own wife, and now they seem to be getting along just fine.
There's no doubt about it. You know, when John Gruden first took over, he thought the world of Derek Carr because of his smarts and his ability. The thing is that Carr, for a while, tended to overthink things and try to make always the perfect play. And Gruden has always been about ball control, time of possession. He wants to matriculate the down the field and obviously put it in for a touchdown. It's not always talking about the big play. It's not that he doesn't want the big play. It's not that he's always talking about the big play. And Derek thought he could always make the big play by having all that, you know, having the knowledge of the offense. It just wasn't there. And so there were a lot of times it was a love-hate relationship for the first couple of years between the two, because there would be times where Derek would walk off the field and Gruden would have this little ominous look like, what are you doing? Why are you making this harder? You know, and so since then, Derek and Gruden's trust has you know, grown. And the fact, like I said, he's got some weapons. Gruden decided to surround himself with receivers, a running game. They tried to fix the offensive line to give him a complete offense. And for the most part, the numbers have proven itself, because Derek is having, as you mentioned, having a great year.
We know the Raiders' defense is susceptible to some big performances. The weather's going to be iffy, though, in Cleveland this week. How did that team and how did that defense neutralize Patrick Mahomes enough to beat the Chiefs?
You know what? It was a total effort that day, just like any day, because you guys follow sports. Anyone can be beaten on any time. It doesn't matter the records, you throw them out. And that was one of those days where the Raiders outplayed the Chiefs. The coaching staff outcoached the Chiefs. Everything happened. Because, you know, I look back at that game, and I'm still – I know Andy Reid personally, and I'm still scratching my head why he ever got away from the running game in the first part of the game. I mean, I know you got Patrick Mahomes, don't get me wrong, but they were gashing the Raiders for 4 or 5 yards a cut. And all of a sudden, they wanted to try to get pass happy to showcase their talent. Well, I think that was the wrong thing, because after Coletti Osimile went down, their starting left guard, the line really got banged up, and it got exposed by, you know, sometimes a mediocre pass rush from the Raiders. But they were able to turn it on that day.
So far this year, Lincoln, when Baker Mayfield has time to throw, he's been very good and was even elite in that second half against the Cincinnati Bengals. But when he has guys in his face, he's thrown really bad interceptions, made really bad decisions. Can anybody with the Raiders get pressure on Baker Mayfield this week?
If so, it'll give me something to talk about when I'm commentating the game. But, you know, it's been hard to come by, because, you know, the thing is that it's not out of lack of effort. It's just today's quarterback, for the most part, is just getting rid of the ball. Even some of the stellar defensive lines that that are able to generate pressure aren't really generating a whole lot of pressure if the quarterback doesn't hold on the ball. So to your point, what has to happen is the coverage has to happen on the back end, whether you're confusing a quarterback or just keeping somebody just keeping someone on his receivers, not giving them a clear window to throw in, that allows the rush to get there. So it's really a total defense effort. And because the Raiders have been inconsistent in the secondary with injuries and Jonathan Abram tested positive to COVID, so he was out of last week's game against the Buccaneers, it leaves a lot to be desired on how, if they can't hold up on the back end, how do you expect the front guys to do anything?
Lincoln Kennedy joining us on the show from an outsider's perspective, looking in on the Browns. Do you buy in that the Browns offense will work better without Odell Beckham Jr.? It's been a major question here and really around the country.
Not necessarily. However, it does become a challenge for a quarterback like Baker Mayfield to not want to rely on that one receiver, to want to showcase, you know, the other receivers. Look, the thing is I think without OBJ there, you don't have the top end speed to take off the top of the defense like so many receivers. I mean, so many teams have or would like to have for that matter. And you have a bunch of possession and control receivers. Now, it's still a good group. You've got to find ways to get them, but. You know, when I look at the Cleveland Browns, I'm not thinking about the pass game. This is a run football team. The run sets up the pass. And if you want Baker Mayfield to be successful, you want to keep those pass attempts under 20 or under. That, to me, is the best scenario for Baker Mayfield.
What's going on with Nelson Aguilar? How's he gotten so much better? I mean, he was a meme last year in Philly.
Yeah, well, the thing is he got another chance, and he wanted to right the ship. And he's been big because defenses coming in to play the Raiders are looking at so many other people. They're looking at Hunter Renfro. They're looking at Darren Waller. They're looking at Henry Ruggs III. A lot of people haven't been paying attention to Nelson Aguilar until now, but Derek definitely has.
You know, as a 3-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro, which is obviously nothing to sneeze at, when you see somebody like Myles Garrett, do you think there's anything opposing tackles, anybody can do, anything any of those guys can do against him, because he is not only getting to the quarterback, he's changing games by stripping the ball, recovering the ball, giving guys opportunities or forcing interceptions. If you were going up against him this week, what would you tell those guys on the line?
Well, I would tell them, the way I felt when I played, and I played against some of the best, Reggie White, Bruce Smith, and all those guys back in my day. You know, I called those types of games the game where you have to pack a lunch, because it's going to be an all-day sucker, and it's going to be a battle. And for me, I had the mindset that I was going to do anything and everything to keep this man off the quarterback or the ball carry. But that being said, I tip my hat to Myles Garrett, because he's playing at an all-pro MVP caliber level. Might not get all the recognition that he deserves. And if there's one thing that I'm more concerned about in this game, it's that, because the Raiders still have a hole at right tackle. We don't know if we're going to get Trent Brown back for this game. He's their all-pro tackle. And so this is going to be a big test, because they've struggled to protect Derek Carr when Trent Brown hasn't been in the game.
Now, you mentioned some of those great pass rushers, certainly when you played and before you. Who does Myles Garrett remind you of in just not only his size, but his techniques that he uses, the things that he can do to get to the quarterback?
He reminds me a mix of Chris Dolman and Kevin Green. Chris Dolman, because he's long, he's what I deem as slippery, the way Myles moves, and it's so fluid with it. And Kevin Green, because he has a motor, just won't stop. There are defensive ends out there, guys, when you neutralize their initial move, they're done. The play's pretty much over. But Myles has a changeup. He has a number of changeups. And like I said, there's a tenacity about him that is really fun to watch. Might not be fun for offensive tackles that have to play for him, but commentators like me who watch him definitely get a treat out of it, because you see a guy who wants to be good, who wants to make a difference, like an Aaron Donald, like a Khalil Mack, like a Von Miller when he was playing well. Those guys that can be what we call game changers. That's what you enjoy seeing and enjoy watching.
Does he have a weakness that you can see, something that anybody could try to exploit? And do you think he's the best right now, or how do you compare him to Aaron Donald, the Bosas, or some of the great guys that are out there?
Well, I would say that I think he's better than Bosa. I think he's more of a complete player than Bosa, both Bosa brothers. But I never looked at him for a weakness. I just know that if I was playing against him, I would tell the coach, I need to run at him. I need to run at him. I need to run at him, just to make him aware of that I can hit him just as much as he can hit me when we're passing the ball. And you don't want to get in a game plan to where you're having to back up for, as you guys were talking about, a 20-step drop. I don't want 5 and 7-step drops against this guy. Let's get the ball out early, because, he can be a game changer.
What was it like to play for Al Davis?
Wonderful. Mr. D, may he rest in peace, taught me a lot about the game. He gave me a second chance. I didn't have the best time when I came out of college and played in Atlanta for 3 years, but he gave me a second chance, and he made me feel like I was part of a family. And when you're in this profession or any profession, you want to feel comfortable and complete, because that allows you to go out and want to do your job better. And that's why, when I first showed up at Oakland as a Raider, he told me I was a starter. I never let it go until I left the game.
Lincoln, we can't thank you enough for the time. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of the season. Hopefully you guys do a good job the rest of the season. Take care.
Thank you, guys, and same to you.
Thank you. Lincoln Kennedy joining us on the show, and I couldn't have made that any more awkward. As I said, I hope you guys continue to do a good time. Do a good job. What does that mean? What does that even mean? Hope you guys do a good job. Hopefully you guys don't drop any words and mess a bunch of things up there. Good.
That was like going towards a Brian Regan.
Take luck. Yeah, take luck.
Take luck.
Good care. Good care.
Take care in and of it.
Okay.
You too.
You can tell, like, at the end, he's like, you too. You can tell even with the way he said bye, he's like, okay.
Okay, boy, those guys are interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.